Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the NTFC Women's Show from It's All Cobblers to Me. I'm Danny Brothers and I'm here to talk all things NTFC Women this week. Joining me today to digest the first half of the season for the Cobblers Women and to look ahead to a huge game this weekend at the Furnabout is NTFC Community Trust Business Development Manager Damon Fox. How are you doing, Damon?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Very good, good, good. Thank you. How's your Christmas? Did you get any break from your... Many rolls, many hats.
I had a long break. I was scouting. I was out in Mexico for Christmas this year. So I left on the 8th of December. I didn't come back until the 27th. So yeah, I had a different time altogether.
A scouting mission. Did you bring anyone home with you? Or
just... Not this time. This time the suitcase is full enough already. But I was watching a bit of football out there.
Is that how the Hildeberto Pereira move came about? Were you just on holiday somewhere? You just brought him home?
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Absolutely. That's me. That was me.
That's it. That was all you. to start off with, your job title doesn't really do it justice, I don't think, what you do, especially on NTFC Women's match days. Constantly, you're pegging it around, trying to do a million different jobs all at once, including entertaining the crowd, potentially.
Thanks for that. I have changed my LinkedIn. I added the role while I was away.
Did you?
A match day coordinator is what I actually do for the NTFC Women. That's the title I've got. But I guess all in all, my main role across the trust throughout the week is the business development role. Yeah, but loved being involved more this season. I was involved somewhat last season and going down to Harpole and working with the sponsors and stuff like that. But now I'm there guaranteed every home game, obviously welcoming people in, working with volunteers to make sure that they have a good NTFC Women's Match Day experience so that they want to come back again. And yeah, thank you very much for having me on. That's kind of why I want to talk to you and you to talk to me a bit more about what goes on match days and how we can get more people down there, especially for this big game we've got coming up at the weekend.
The volunteers, everything, as soon as you go into Fernie Fields, we're touching on a little bit more later on, but the whole experience is amazing when you go down there. So if anybody will start this off, then we'll repeat it at the end and constantly throughout, but anybody who does go down there, it's such a welcoming environment and such a nice place to watch football, isn't it?
Yeah. I've never been before until this season, and I got a chance to obviously go down with the girls at the start of this pre-season before any games are kicked off and meet the staff there who obviously run Fernie Fields on a day-to-day basis. And yeah, they absolutely were gobsmacked about the facilities and the access. And I'm going to be honest, the big teams that we've played this season in the FA Cup and the League Cup, both Derby and Ipswich, their managers and their staff have come up to me and said, wow, this is like the best place we've played away this season. And they're in both in the league above. So yeah, you can't really do it justice until you come down and sort of get, obviously be down there, and then obviously you've got the fans themselves and the mixing with the local people that come on a regular basis and stuff just makes it more worthwhile.
There's definitely it's a lot of fun mixing with the away fans as well. A lot of the time, like you said, the Ipswich fans who came down made a lot of noise with their drum, which wasn't massively welcome. Especially, I'm sure Katie McLean will agree whenever she took a goal kick. But you're right, the fans, the Ipswich fans that were there around us, were just constantly almost amazed at the level that we're at. How good for the facilities are, and the constant comments that I was hearing around the ground were of that. So Harpole was brilliant. It's a lovely place to play football, and I think the Devs still play there, don't they? And really nice place to go and watch football in itself. But Fernie Fields has just been that step up, and it feels so professional and so welcoming, and just a really, really nice place to go and watch football. And the comments from away fans are proving that it's not just us that are bumping it up. It's the opposition fans as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to keep that going. We want to keep the momentum. It's also been successful there this season, hasn't it? We've obviously won a lot of games there. Mm. So,
yeah, I think we're unbeaten, aren't we, in the league?
We are. The only defeats have been those cup games. Yeah. So against those higher opposition. So it is a good place to play. The girls have always enjoyed playing at Sixfields, as you know, and it's a wider pitch, and they like to play that counter-attack, but also fast-paced football with the three up top. And Fernie Fields allows us to do that more than Harpole away because of the surface and what we've got. But yeah, in general, just that access to come down a bit earlier, and there's something to do before the actual game, not just obviously turn up right before kickoff and immediately get your cup of tea or coffee and stand there and keep warm. There are things you can do, and we're trying to add to that. We've had a recent birthday party there. We want to do more of those. We were talking only the other day, which is why we're going to do this offer for the next home game. But even more little things like that. We're reaching out to a lot of the grassroots girls teams this week to try and get them down on a regular basis and do that sort of match day experience that you get at the Sixfields with the men's side as well, with the ball girls, flag wavers, walkouts, mascots, all that sort of stuff. Why can't we? Why shouldn't we? And we plan to do a lot more of that.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing thing. You're doing such a great job to welcome people in, whether it's your first time or you come every week. It's such a nice, great place to come and watch. You've got the clubhouse as well before the game. You can go and sit inside and have a drink. You don't have to shiver in the cold on a cold January afternoon. And then again in the summer, it's just a great place to watch as well. But like you say, unbeaten in the league all season there. Do you think that's specifically down to the pitch and the environment that's around it, that's the case with... Because we were pretty good at Harpole as well, but it seems like we've settled so well at Fernie Fields.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I was comparing it. I'm comparing us now to Tottenham Hotspur when they went to Wembley. Is it like a club makes their ground their fortress, don't they? Wherever they go, I imagine. I know, looking at the history, and I'm not from Northamptonshire, but learning about the history of the Cobblers, when they moved to Sixfields, they drew their opening game against Barnet 1-1. But then after that, like any other club who plays their home games at their ground, they generally become fortresses and you expect to be strong there. So we've kind of done that. I think playing a few friendlies there as well and having a nice friendly at Harpole to send us off before we left was really good. But yeah, I think it's with any club, you get consistently using the same pitch on a regular basis. You get used to everything, and it is good. The pitch is better, definitely. But so are the facts that we've got regular amounts of people as well. I think we're probably double the amount of average. We're averaging 200, I would say. And I would say at Harpole it's probably about 100. And most of that was players, family, and then the odd away support would come. But now the away support seems to be bringing more people, because I'd like to think it's getting word around that it's a nice place to come and travel to.
Yeah, definitely. It helps to beat Posh on the first game as well, doesn't it? That's what a way to start that was, to beat Posh 2-1. It was, we're 2-0 up at half time, I think, of what I remember, and then they came back into it second half, and we've really held on at the end and dug it out. But for a first game, it couldn't have been anyone better. It couldn't have been anyone worse if we'd have lost it, but it couldn't have been, it just wasn't anybody you'd rather beat at home. It's not just the fact that Peterborough are the arch rivals, it's the fact that they're on a pretty similar level to what we are, and to dig it out, you could see how much it meant to the players and the managers to dig that result out, and to give them that stability to start the season off was a cracking way to kick it all off, wasn't it?
It was. Obviously, it was Peterborough weekend, wasn't it? Because the men's side had played the day before.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, long since gone now, that was a World Cup final day, and there was movement around the game and changing times and then not changing times, and it came to a line that we obviously played, and yeah, it was, I don't think you were, I was there last season when we played Peterborough at home, and we had to move because it was a weeknight. We had to move to play in Wellingborough, actually, and the game was exactly the same. We went 2-0 up, quite early, got to half time, and then we let them back in the second half. But you could say let them back in, but actually there is quality there. Peterborough have got quality, and like you said, they are very similar levels. So any win over them is quite big. Like what we were talking about off air with the Baldermere and the results that they've started to produce, looking back on what a good result that was as well. So obviously looking forward to next week is exciting, because they might be top of the league, but I think the league is so tight that anybody could beat anybody on their day.
Yeah, so we're sitting in fifth place at the minute, which is where we finished last season, in fifth. That in itself is a cracking achievement, I think, having gone up a couple of seasons ago, to sit in the top half pretty comfortably both seasons, to really be looking into this game against Loughborough. I mean, I know it was a disappointing result on Sunday, losing 3-0 to Leek, but still sitting 7 points behind Loughborough, who are the sort of the leading lights in this division at the minute. It's a cracking achievement. And this season, there seems to be a lot more tightness about the league. Last season, we had Stourbridge running away with it. But this season, it's all closed up. Loughborough have had a couple of results recently where they've dropped off a little bit. And if you do that in a group of 12 teams, you can get caught quite quickly. And if we go and get a result on Sunday against them, it closes us up to within 4 points of top spot, which at the halfway point of the season is a massive, massive thing and a massive achievement for these players, isn't it?
Yeah, consistency is definitely there. Like you said, finishing fifth last year, going up first time, and then we're in around again. So we're clearly having a similar amount of results in terms of points on the board. I think this month is very exciting. We've got one away game and three home games. That's it. We've had the away game. We've now got three back-to-back home games again, where we had that run before Christmas where we were consistently home. And we've got one of them in the cup, but sandwiched in between two big games at home to Lincoln, at home to Loughborough, where I'm sure we'll want to put right what's happened on Sunday with positive results. You then go into February, and our next home game after that is the Sixfields game, which is Sporting Calcer, which we do every year on International Women's Weekend. And we've only ever had positive results so far at Sixfields. Who knows where we might be by the time we get to there. But I know the girls are obviously, the level has definitely gone up again this year, just like and the coaching team and the staff. It's been consistently getting better over the years at Northampton Town Women's Football Club. So it's really exciting, which is why we want more people to come and see that and feed off that energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's jump into Sunday then coming up. Like I said, Loughborough, top of the league. Great challenge for the players. We've lost 3-0 to them earlier in the season. I don't think the result could particularly reflected the game, just like Sunday's defeat against Leek didn't. But what a challenge it is. And if anybody's sat there at home listening to this on the fence about coming down for the first time to Ferny Fields to check it out, it's 2 o'clock on Sunday, isn't it? What would you say to them? How would you sell this game to them?
Well, we're doing a special because we always say after Christmas, like for general people, things can get a bit tighter because you've had a busy Christmas, you've been traveling to see family, all the Christmas presents, etc., and the things that you do over Christmas. So we've slashed the price of adults as well down to just £2. So anyone over the age of 8 is £2. Anyone under 8 is completely free.
Nice.
So if you're thinking about your child who's mentioned going, but you've got to go as well and play an adult price, your price is the same as a child who's over 8 years old. So if you want to do it as a club in general, a group of you, if you've not got a game, it's coming back into January, there might still be games off. We've had some poor weather around Northamptonshire as well. There might be games off. If your game's called off and you're not playing yourself, come and watch the women's team. There's no reason not to. We've got a takeover day happening with the local girls team, GLK are coming for this upcoming Sunday, and we've got another Kingsthorpe Jets booked in for the Sunday after. So we are getting more teams that are wanting to come to Ferny Fields and not just the Sixfields to get involved as well. But yeah, we've got obviously great food on offer. Also, we've got the opportunity to be mascots. We've got the opportunity to come and do walkouts. We've got the opportunity to flag wave. And generally meet Clarence the Dragon has started to come to all the games as well, just like he does the men's games. And you generally do see goals when you go to the Fernabow. So I would recommend if you want to get goals for your pounds, you're definitely going to get that when you come and watch Northampton Women, because there's not many games where there's not a lot of goals involved.
Yeah, there's so much attacking intent from the players, isn't there? Every time you go and watch them, as soon as they get it forward, there's a front three, Kim Farrow, Alex Dix, Jade Bell, the midfield backing them up as well. There's so much attacking intent in there. I mean, Jade's amazing. She's one of the top scorers in the league. Just backed up by such a fantastic side. And they wear the badge and they play with a pride that a lot of we've been crying out for cobblers teams for years too, and now we've got the men and the women do it. They're youngsters on both sides of the men and the women play with such the similar kind of pride for the shirt. If you want to see that, if that's what you want from a cobblers team, then that's exactly what you get from this group. And they play with such an energy and such an enthusiasm for the game. And if you, like Damon said, if you are sitting on the fence for £2 or for free for your kids, this is the first point of where your youngster might get involved in the women's game and might want to go more and more. It's a great opportunity to come down top. I'm going to call it a top of the table clash, Damon. That's allowed, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can we go there? 6-pointer?
Absolutely. I mean, and to have this standard as well in the local county of women's football at this level, it's close. I'm going off piece a little bit. Literally before I came onto this call, I was speaking to a friend in the United States, and I keep him updated with Northampton, the men's and now the women. And I was telling him, like, the level, like, we had an opportunity today, it didn't quite happen, but the level that we could be moving towards if results go our way is incredible. Even if we don't go up this season, the types of teams, Loughborough came down, let's be honest. You mentioned, obviously, they're doing really well and they've dropped off a little bit, but they did come down. So they're used to playing at a higher level with large clubs with bigger budgets, or more mentioned, maybe a Newcastle. They're in that sort of level and they're a league above. But the quality is there now. We're bringing players in from different levels. You've mentioned the front three, but also I would say the middle three. We've got workhorses in Mia Richards and Faye, and Jess's box to box, and it's just added strength as well. And then the bench, and then the other thing I was going to, you mentioned youngsters from both men and women. The FEP program that brings through youngsters through the education program has brought in five in the last year or so. So if you are local and your daughter is into football and having the exploits of the England over the last few years, but is also keen on education, there's that opportunity to join that. And there's never been more interesting pathway to get into women's football through the education program as well.
Yeah, I think everything you're doing is phenomenal. So do go, and that's all we can say, is get down there and check them out on Sunday. If you can't make it for whatever reason this Sunday, there's plenty of chances. The fixtures are up on social media, I believe, Damon, to get involved for the rest of the season. Is it one more game at Sixfields? We've got two left. Two more games left at Sixfields as well.
Coming up. And Notts County.
And Notts County as well. So two cracking games is there to look forward to as well. But yeah, just do come on down if you can. We're trying our best to get the most fans at the Furnabout ever, I think, Damon. Let's go for it.
Yes, yes.
Capacity attendance down there.
Yes, that'd be great.
Down. And yeah, check out social media as well for directions and all that kind of jazz as well. But Damon, thank you so much for joining us to look ahead to Sunday. Where can we find you on the social medias?
Fox_Damon on Twitter is probably the best place. And then Damon Fox on LinkedIn. I'm trying to promote the women's a lot more on LinkedIn. It seems to get a lot more traction there with the local businesses who are getting involved and supporting us, and they're resharing that. So on both sides.
Brilliant. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for all you do. You've done an amazing job, and long may that continue, and let's have a good result this Sunday. Do get down to Ferny Fields. Yeah, yeah. Look, we'll see everyone down there with their chips. Very nice chips, I've got to say. So do get down on Sunday if you can. 2 p.m. kickoff, Loughborough Lightning down at Ferny Fields. We'll look back on that game as ever on next week's main podcast, and we'll hopefully get a couple of the players on before the end of the season as well. We'll see you then.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.